And good morning. I'm your friend Scotty Ray, along with Odie, as we begin April the 15th.
A.K.A. Tax Day.
I was getting ready to ask you, did you know that? Now, used to, it was a lot bigger deal. I can remember some 25 plus years ago, that in radio, we used to set up till midnight at the post office for people to come by and get everything postmarked. That's really a thing of the bygones because there's so much done with transactions.
Yeah, everything's on the electronic internet now.
But so long as, again, if you're mailing it, you can still just have so long as it's stamped by today's date, which I've got to go do. I got to give to the cause. I mean, there's bound to be some nation somewhere that needs my money.
Like Greg said, we know there's no other life on another planet because we'd have already donated money to them by now.
Absolutely. It's what the United States does best. Give your hard-earned tax dollars to them.
Ooh, and all those people who, y'all make sure you pay your taxes this year so you can go into college debt.
Yes, sir.
If you ever had it before, you're going to have college debt with this administration.
Absolutely. You don't even have to go to college.
No,
just go right on in debt. It is a problem, and we all know that. Another 200,000 people will have their debt-free wiped away. So be prepared for that. Yeah. What's going to happen today? Here we go. Look at the map here. This is what we've got. It's going to be a nice day. 84 is what we're expected. And look at this come Friday. I'm talking T-shirt weather here. 87, possibly flip-flops as we get near Mississippi weather once again.
Flip-flop. Make sure you file them suckers and paint them or something like that if you got some funky-looking toes.
Have you been looking at toes in Walmart again?
You can't help it.
You talking about the crooked ones, the crooked toe, the crooked toenail?
Yeah, all of it. You want toenails that just go every other way? You know, you can tell it's been wintertime, but come on.
Odie stands there looking down. That's where he's getting all this.
Yeah. Are you can't seeing... help it because they drag their feet all through the store. When you look down at it to see how heavy their shoes are, you know, why can't you pick them dudes up?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you see them big toes poked up.
You're killing me there. But we often do see things that are kind of weird. Hey, here's something that I saw nationally. Well, it's bigger than that. It is a millionaire. He's actually a billionaire. Is going to build a replica, get this, of the Titanic. It'll be the Titanic 2. I'm assuming that you'll be able to buy a pass on that. I don't think I want one. Might be nice to walk on board.
What? You know, they've got the one in, is it Gatlinburg or one of those over there?
Yeah, kind of a replica. This is going to be like one that sets sail.
I had to get me a ticket.
I don't know about it. Of course, you know, today in history, you'll learn what happened 1912 on this fateful April 15th.
Are you sure? If it's not on the state test, then nobody teaching nothing.
It did happen today, and we'll teach you that coming up somewhere around 7:30 this morning of what's going on. Plus, we've got a special guest, something happening in Meridian that you're going to find out about right around the corner. That's one of the things there. Now, we've had a busy, busy weekend throughout the area, and we want to tell you Kemper County is looking for someone. And when I say looking for someone, I mean they're looking for them. There was a shooting this weekend at the gas station there at Highway 16 break time. An argument pursued, a gun was pulled, somebody was shot, and they want to talk to somebody. A little questioning, you might say. Here we go is what we've got from the Kemper County Sheriff's Department. Driving a Chevy Malibu, black in color, DeKalb, Mississippi is where this happened. They're looking for Lewis DeAndre Griffin, if I pronounced his middle name correctly. It happened around 3:30 a.m. Saturday morning as sun was getting ready to come up. Wow. An argument there at the gas station that just went a little bit south, so to speak. 743-4880 is the number to call, or just simply call 911, and they'll hook you to the right place if you happen to know where this gentleman is.
And they just want to talk to him right now.
Right.
They just want to ask a few questions, that's all.
And see what happened. You never know what actually went on with the scene there. But
that's right.
Serious matter there, so we wish them luck with talking and getting that taken care of. We see Chicago. As we often talk about respect, the things that you shouldn't do. And it all comes, there's one reason the United States is where it is. Family. It's becoming a thing of the past. There is no mother, there's no father to teach. Often they're left home alone and they learn from the television how to act in life. As we see that an 81-year-old veteran trying to get by delivering pizza. Now, you have to think. Now, was the man doing it because he was bored? You can. You want to stay busy.
Yeah.
But it could be that that's what he had to do to survive, deliver
pizza.
Outlived
his means.
He was beaten by teenagers as they broke his jaw and, well, took his money. Mm. You know, we had that happen in Meridian. He wasn't a veteran, but we did have the pizza guy jumped.
Yeah.
And again, this all goes back to one thing only, lack of family. We need those things.
Lack of punishment.
Mm-hmm. Punishment, there needs to be somebody that you can go to. You cannot replace a father role. I don't care what you do. Well, he's the one that tells you wrong from right in life.
You know, Amy watches this show about a prison. And so sometimes she has to put up with some of my shows, so I have to put up with some of hers.
I just leave the room. I'm not going to sit there, Odie. After 30 years of continuous marriage, I've learned that you can walk away and go, I don't want to see that.
And I do sometimes on some of them. But this one, I said, I just want to see what it's about. It was a prison. And the sheriff it's not a prison, it's a jail. Okay. So the sheriff who was over this particular jail said, you know what? We want to give these inmates something new and see if it doesn't help them out. So we're going to give them freedom. We're going to unlock the doors and everything else inside their pod. And we're not going to mess with y'all. We're going to bring you your food. We're going to do a head count. And y'all do what y'all want.
I can tell you how that ends before you even go any further.
And pretty much, well, it did. Now, they did get in trouble one time, but they were in there doing drugs. They were making...
Well, imagine that.
Hooch is what they called it. They were doing all this other stuff. Yeah, it's alcohol.
Okay.
What they call, I guess, jailhouse alcohol that you make. So they ran rapid. Here's my thing. They're in jail for doing something wrong. And they just sat there. They had nothing to do. Dude.
We don't used to.
Trash pin picked up on the side of the road?
And they used to have their own gardens where it kind of cut. And again, it gives you discipline because it makes you, when you get out, you go, whew, boy, I don't want to go back there again. I ain't going to do nothing to mess up.
And when you get back, you're like, look, give me some dinner. I'm tired. I'm going to sleep.
It's like you coming in late to your wife and she yells at you one time. You ain't going to do it again.
You're not going to do it.
You're going to learn.
Yeah. It's like, come on. Yeah, give them something to do. Give them something that comes off of our pocketbook. You raise your own food. You go pick up trash. You make the roads look good again. You pay them a little something because some of them are in there because they didn't have money to pay a ticket. And we got them in jail. You put them in jail because they don't have the money to pay a ticket. So now they're in jail where they're not able to work.
Doesn't add up.
So let's give them a way they can earn a little bit of money.
I get all that.
Get them out of jail where it's not costing us as much and put repercussions down on something, and these people won't need to go back.
There you go. Good morning to Martin. Boy, we see Brian's up and at him. Again, we're going to find out what's going to be painted purple. It's around the corner.
It's coming.
We'll tell you about that next here as we begin your early Monday. And I cannot stress fog, and more fog this morning.
Leave early.
Mm-hmm. Buckle up. Do all those things. Low beam.
Low beam. You don't want to blind yourself because a lot of y'all drive with high beams for some ungodly reason.
Yeah, don't be doing that.
At the back porch, we're bringing families back together for fun, food, and all the things you love to enjoy around your home. Every event starts with a great grill, great cookware, and accessories. Add in some locally sourced meat and dairy, along with frozen vegetables and casseroles, and over 500 brands of spices and sauces. Relax in our chairs, swings, daybeds, and have fun with our cornhole boards. From coolers to trailers, we have everything you need. When you see the big chair, you've made it to the back porch.
Our local headlines are brought to you by the Rock House Gun and Pawn.
Downtown Meridian is thriving with a fresh look, and now it's getting a new neighbor. Toyota of Meridian is now open under new hometown leadership. We're bringing automotive knowledge and experience home with a focus on improved customer satisfaction and all-new pricing. Toyota of Meridian is excited to serve the Queen City and exceed your expectations.
I'm Trenara Rush, and I want to invite you to Toyota Meridian, where hometown pride drives excellence.
Welcome back, your friend Scotty Ray. And make sure I'm saying this right, Dan. It's Dan Donnelly, correct?
Correct.
He's here to tell us why the town's going to be painted. Well, actually, the plaza. I keep wanting to add the entire town. Mm-hmm. But it's the plaza is going to be purple. Why?
Well, it's a second-year fundraiser to benefit the Alzheimer's Association, the state chapter from Mississippi. It's a kind of a dine-and-donate shopping fun event centered around Dumont Plaza, but it's all the downtown area restaurants and stores.
Now, this is second year, correct?
Second year, yep.
Now, the first year, you raised a little bit of money.
First year, we did. We raised over $13,000 in the first-year event. The town really got behind. It was a beautiful night. Had a great time. Timmy Seeger's got us kicked off last year.
Yeah, I remember that.
Entertainment downtown. So he was great, and all the businesses really jumped in. And this year we've got more live music, more stages. Daniel House is going to be singing at Dumont Plaza, and Bryce Richardson. Garrett Ip and Mark B are going to be DJing and kind of filling in the gaps there at the plaza. Britt Gully's donating his time. He's going to be singing and entertaining people that are dining out at A's restaurant. And Hunter Burrell is going to be singing at the Brick House.
So it's entertainment all around town.
Entertainment all around town. The plaza literally will be lit up purple. You know, it's a fun night, but for a very serious cause to raise money to fight this darkness of this disease. So,
and tell there has to be somebody that, for you to be so involved in this that was close to you that was affected by
still
this.
Are. It started taking my mom from me about 10 years ago. My mom became nonverbal about 2 years ago.
Right.
So she is technically still alive. But the way I describe Alzheimer's as the darkest plague is you can get cancer, you get Parkinson's. There's many evil, terrible plagues that humanity faces. But if I get cancer, Scotty, it's going to take my time.
Right.
And it's going to hurt. But I keep my relationship with God. If I get Parkinson's, it's going to take my time. But I get to fight through it with my relationship with God. You get Alzheimer's, you lose your relationship with God. And I can't imagine anything more horrific than going through that. So that's why I fight.
And you don't realize just truly how many people that affects. I mean, this is wide. And a lot of people don't realize what it's really called. They just know that somebody's got some issues. But this is more serious than you think.
And dementia has many forms. Alzheimer's is one type of the dementia. They're all terrible. And there's a wall coming where our society as humans, not just Americans, but as humanity, is facing a moral and ethical dilemma coming up on what we are going to do with our aging population that's reaching dementia. Because there's not enough space. You can't build enough buildings. There aren't enough caregivers. So, there's a wall coming where what are we going to do? And the only way out that I see is we got to come up with a cure. So we got to raise some money and we got to get somebody to find a cure for this.
Now, Odie and I both have our mothers are affected. My mother is somewhere around probably 13 years old right now. That's about as high as it goes there.
We're on the onset.
And
so she's still dealing with herself. She's still doing okay for herself, but she is very forgetful, and it's just we're at the onset. So we've got three different stages right here.
Yeah.
Between the three of us.
And yours being the extreme.
Yeah. And we know what we're looking at. If we don't find a cure, it's going to go the same way.
Where is the best, and do you even know this, where is the best place to be treated with this? Where do you go?
So there actually is some great facilities right in Jackson, Mississippi. You know, Meridian's not a hotbed for neurology. That's just a fact of the matter. That said, there are the Alzheimer's Association reaching out for resources online or calling us, you know, at the state chapter. There's a Mind Center actually over in Jackson that works with research. Vanderbilt University, you know, is doing a lot of great things with the psychology of it. We got to find a way to stop those plaques. You know, it's the amyloid beta plaque. That's the word technical scientific word that I've come to hate. Somebody's got to figure out a way to do that. And I'm not smart enough to figure out the cure, but hopefully with some of the funds we raise tomorrow night can find its way to the right nerd. And
they've got some medication that they're testing now. This is just coming out. They're hoping to send it to a trial. And this will... The main part of the test is looking to see if you will get the... If your possibilities of coming down with dementia is in your near future. And then attacking that plaque and doing it early
hope
enough.
It works.
So there's step one. Step two, we need the cure, not just what we... we'll know if we've got it, and then we can kind of deal with it. Let's find something that will cure it. And a lot of people have been commenting. Everybody's affected one way or another, brother, sister, aunt, uncle, mom, dad, cousin. And this is a good place to go and a good place to be to help support so we can raise some money for this foundation to get a cure quicker than we would without it.
What time's all this get underway?
5:30 tomorrow night. We'll be ramping up, Mark B. and Garrett Epp will be ramping up the music around then. I'll say a few words. We're going to have Bryce Richardson on the stage first for an hour or so. Then Daniel House will keep us entertained for a few more hours more. About 8:30, the big part of the night is a moment of silence. We'll have the luminaries lit up around the plaza. The luminaries can be purchased for $10, which is also a donation, which goes to the fight. The idea is we're literally lighting up the night against the darkness, and it's a pretty powerful moment there about 8:30, and then kind of wind it up about 9-ish. Coca-Cola, Mitchell and Magnolia are all sponsors. They're going to have beverages available for purchase down there in the plaza. So really, the idea is come together and have a fun night. Have it be a win-win for downtown businesses and restaurants. They make a lot of money on a night they normally wouldn't be. So it's just a global win for everybody, and hopefully raise some money and punch this disease in the nose a little bit.
Well, brother, we can't thank you enough for coming here, spending some time with us this morning, and tell us about it.
Well, thank you for letting me get word out.
Paint the plaza purple downtown. Dan, appreciate you so much.
Thank you, Scott.
Yes, thank you.
Appreciate you.
And y'all keep in mind, now, I've heard this often, of somebody that has this disease can say things that they don't mean. Always keep that in mind, that they just are not. I've heard a preacher saying things that they shouldn't. They don't know they're doing it.
They don't have a clue.
And you know that as well, don't you? You've seen those cases.
Yeah. You know, they become different people. You know, you know, my mom and dad were, you know, Christians their whole life. Church doors always open. And then now the way they just respond, it takes the humanity right out of it. And
it does.
It's tough. It's a difficult thing to watch. And you want the people that care for them and help now, God bless them, you know, but they don't understand the caring, giving, amazingly intelligent, driven people that they were when they
before
they had dementia. You want them to understand, and you want them to know, and it's tough.
This is a serious disease, and we do hope you'll go support Downtown Meridian tomorrow night, Tuesday, at the Plaza. You can't miss it. Go 22nd Avenue Bridge. Everything's going to be
there
purple.
It is. That's right. Man.
All right. We are sitting at 7:18. We'll be right back with more local headlines. Don't miss out on a moment of it. We'll be right back with that. Your next appliance is waiting on you at All Temp Appliance and Refrigeration on Highway 19 North. If you've been trying to locate a freezer, drop by and see their big selection of upright and chest freezers. A showroom full of stoves, gas, and electric. Maybe it's a new refrigerator, from large double doors to the simplest of refrigerators. Name brand washers and dryers like Speed Queen, Amana, and delivery is available, with a great service department to back up what they sell. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 p.m., and by appointment after hours and weekends.
Fantasy Cottage Floral and Gifts is located in downtown Quitman, directly across the street from the post office. They are your one-stop shop for all of your floral and gift-giving needs. They have everything you need to make those you care about feel special, from a fully stocked gift shop to roses, mixed flower arrangements, and plants, whether it be a special occasion or just because. Remember them in your time of need for all of your funeral floral arrangements. Call on Fantasy Cottage Floral and Gifts at 601-776-3010.
Summertime has arrived, and Freeman Tractor on Highway 494 has the exact lawnmower for your need. If you've got a big yard with acres and acres to mow, they have a mower for that. No matter the size yard you have, Freeman Tractor has the lawnmower that fits you and your budget. From 48-inch all the way up to 60, or the X-Mark lawnmower, plenty of these to choose from. Also, they carry a complete line of LS tractors. Come by for a test drive today. Financing available. Drop in today to Freeman Tractor, Highway 494, see coleslaw or buttermilk. Welcome back. Your friend Scotty Raylon with Odie. And, well, we had a shooting in Newton over the weekend.
Ooh.
Now, there have been names. I've got a call back. I was in a place where I couldn't get the names. I didn't have a pen on me. But we're going to get all that as we go here for the headline of what we've got. Newton Police Department investigated in, well, they responded to shots fired around midnight to 1 a.m. is when it went down there at 3rd Avenue and 1st Street. They did have a gunshot wound. Someone was struck in the face. It's non-life threatening. They're going to be okay. But they have charged some people in this case in Newton. Mm. A lot goes on there. And we're glad that someone will be brought to justice over this. Can't have all of that. The Mississippi Highway Patrol was busy this weekend. They had woo-woo lights on, Odie.
So they was a-going.
They were. We would follow here. I believe this is Highway 489. And they would swoop up here in Newton County and get on Bowler Road. And then they turned on Spring Hill Road. And that's about where he figured out he wasn't a NASCAR driver. Whoop, off in the bushes he went in his car. It would be several law enforcement officers to join up there in that little meeting of the minds. And one person left in handcuffs with allegedly DUI.
So if he didn't get a silver trophy, he got some silver handcuffs.
Yeah, and how that works is there's a roadblock set up, a safety checkpoint. He decided, well, I don't want to donate today or get a Christmas card.
Ooh.
And he went around. And that usually gets the attention of the Mississippi Highway Patrol.
Yeah, that's not always good. They're not going to say, well, okay.
Yeah, it doesn't work out that way.
Yeah.
So that did go on over the weekend with what's going on. I had a couple of seemed to be a streak of this. Now, this happened also earlier in the week, last week, a horse was struck in Marion. Wasn't bad. It broke the horse's leg, but he was okay. Friday night, Highway 18, Clark County, Jasper County line. Mm-hmm. Someone struck a horse there also. Friday night, Highway 16 West, an F-250 came in contact with a horse.
Wow.
It's over and over we're watching this, and I don't know whether it's springtime, they're trying to jump fences, what the case is, but I want to say there was even another case I heard of toward Winston County. I can't verify that one, but I heard tell of it.
Man, I tell you, that's terrible.
And
horses, they could really do some hurting to you.
Over the last 2 weeks, no one's been hurt, thank goodness. And this is another example of this. Last night, Highway 45 coming toward Meridian, the southbound lane, like you'd go toward Quitman out of Meridian.
Yeah.
There was somebody in it going north in the wrong lane of travel. Horrible. No one was hurt. They exited off, but that often happens of that wrong way travel there.
Wow. You know,
stay in that right lane because whoever's in the wrong lane thinks they're in the correct lane and causes head on. As Anthony has told us with his time with the Highway Patrol, that is the best advice they can give. If you got to pass somebody, great, but get back over because if you're going to meet somebody that's going the wrong way, they're going to be in that lane of travel most likely.
And then you're going to, it's not going to turn out good. Best thing to do is just stay in that right lane.
Yep. Wait a minute. Meridian PD had a car chase also. Let's go check that out, Odie, as we see that this ended on 7th Street. It would start on 29th Avenue. You know the big bridge on 29th Avenue?
Yeah.
It went right across it. Drove right on up and hung them a left there on Valley Street.
Okay.
It would come to an end as they jumped out the car there at Valley Street. And, well, they were promptly arrested. You can't be trying to flee the police.
No. Kudos, good job to MPD for getting that and taking him off the streets.
And I had somebody tell me, and I wish, you know how you wish you had a picture? Because things like this, they had an officer last week stop, somebody had a flat to help them. Those are good things, and I hate I didn't have a picture of it, but somebody told me verbally, hey, I saw MPD helping someone that was in a distress.
That's good.
Yeah, you know what? Another thing that you don't do?
What's that?
Don't back into a Lauderdale County Sheriff's Department car.
Ooh.
Yeah, that usually doesn't work out too well
either. Yeah, you might make him upset.
This would be just off of 8th Street. Let's click on this picture here.
You're not going to talk him out of that ticket.
As the deputy pulled up, the car was stalled in the middle of the road. He pulls up behind it, and they put it reverse and just back right on top of him.
Yeah.
Ruh-roh. Mm. No major damage, but you don't hit a patrol car.
No, not at all.
MPD and all of them came to the scene, and one person was taken into custody for alleged DUI. I'll word it that way.
Yeah.
Would just not smart. It doesn't work out drinking and driving ever. Makes you make wrong decisions, like backing into a patrol car.
I saw an officer. Yeah, that didn't go over good.
I'm going to play this, Odie. And it has something to do with the Starlink of the satellite.
Oh, yeah.
But I want y'all to see this. We posted this of this fireball running across the skyline. And although we have an answer for it, it still makes you go, ooh, look here.
It's kind of eerie.
Now, do y'all see that right there? Let's hit play. It's two of them in the sky. But look at that thing burning.
Coming into the old atmosphere.
That looks humongous. And you'll see there's a second one. That's hot potato, hot potato.
You got that right.
We did have some pictures that were taken also overnight, but that one being the most interesting during the daytime right before dark as it's flaming coming in.
And coming in from space, they know it's going to land out there in the ocean.
Yeah.
You know, you're controlling something from outer space coming back in. I mean, that's pretty good.
It is. That's one of those things that went on this weekend. Also, Highway 16. Let's go up by the Dollar General in Neshoba County. As you're coming out of Kemper County, as you pass through Cleveland and you go past Latimer's, and then, boom, there's Old Ford Store and Dollar General.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, there's a wreck. And, well, we had that. Look at this as we go to the Neshoba County Sheriff's Department. They were all over this. There's fire trucks on the scene, and here's the damage there.
Ooh.
That will happen.
Yeah, that didn't come out good.
No. We see a lot of that often. So be cautious, be careful with what you're doing there. Don't forget, when things like this happen, Chet's Paint and Body, they're there to help you out. Chet will put it back together like Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah, and it's going to look better than it was before you hit whatever you was in Chet involved
been,
with.
What's he been doing this since he was in high school or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, this was a hobby, something that he enjoyed doing, something he was extremely good at. And turned around and does it for a living now. And his work shows.
Oh, yeah.
And what he can do. And there's no question. Take your vehicle to him. When you get it back, you will be happy.
Let me show this, as we talked a minute ago about visibility this morning. Let me just show you how bad things are right now as we go to Honda Meridian Radar. Look at this, Odie. Southern Lauderdale County. Quitman, you wouldn't even know it's there because you can't see it.
You can't see.
Jasper County as well. As you look down into Laurel, Hattiesburg, Jones County area, it's thick. Now, again, I-20 being the line at this point, I'm not saying there's not still some fog remaining north of 20, but it gets really thick, I-20 coming into Meridian or going toward Jackson, whichever way you're headed. Be careful. Even down to Millery, Silas, Lisbon, a lot of fog in those areas over there at the courthouse in Butler, Alabama as well this morning.
Ooh, yeah.
We're sitting at roughly 59 right now. And again, temperature change is coming. It's going to be 84. Feel like, well, a summertime day here before long.
Yeah, summer's coming and everybody's going to be like, golly, I wish it'd cool off.
Yeah.
Well, it's not. It's going to be hot.
Jennifer says, was that not a comet? I just assumed with everybody else's comment it was part of that Starlink thing. Maybe it was. I don't know.
Well, Austin said it was the Klingons passing by.
I'll leave it at that.
Spock was speeding away.
Jessica Davis, good morning to you there. Hope you're doing well. Rodney's muffler. Have you got your rack in yet? She's been getting a new rack there to work on cars, put in mufflers. I hope it's installed now. Yeah. And Rodney, ooh, I think Rodney, everybody, Odie's been catching it this morning.
Oh, it's terrible. Terrible, I tell you. Man.
Now, I don't have it as much as other people with pollen, but you seem to have a...
Oh, it's terrible.
And I've seen people with their eyes swell up where they can't see straight.
Mine's not far from it.
Make Odie say, officer, I can't see you.
I can't see nothing.
Jessica says everything's up and running out of her place. You need a muffler. Come on down. She's ready to go again. We'll be right back. We're going to go back in history, learn a few things together. Stay with us, won't you? Rock House Gun and Pound, located at 5430 Highway 19 North, is ready for spring. From weed eaters to push and riding lawnmowers, and one of the largest selections you'll find in chainsaws, along with power tools and generators for backup power. Maybe you're in the market for a TV or maybe a guitar. And not to mention a large selection of diamond rings and Louis Vuitton purses. The Rockhouse Gun and Pawn even has a private lobby for your pawns for confidentiality. Visit them today, Highway 19 North, Rockhouse Gun and Pawn.
Spring is finally here, and at Paris Kubota, we currently have just under 500 mowers in stock. Z-Series 42-inch for only $43.99 cash or around $86 a month, and we're offering free delivery and pickup. And did you know for only $4 a month, you can also add a Husqvarna handheld to your deal? Come see us, Meridian. We've moved to our new location, 2401 Jimmy Rogers Parkway. Stop by in and find you one of these great deals.
The Precast Group, offering you the best selection when it comes to a storm shelter. Located on 145 South in Meridian, where they offer above-ground shelters that can be installed in your home as you're built in, are conveniently located right outside your home if it's already built. They also offer storm shelters that can be installed in a slight bank or on flat ground. Protect your family today with a very affordable storm shelter from the Precast Group. Highway 145 South, 601-482-0003. The Precast Group.
Oh, and welcome back.
Oh, here we are.
We were called in. Is my coffee cup about empty?
Yeah. Ooh, this small coffee cup. I'm going to have to bring a thermos.
He's got a habit. He's trying to wing himself off.
Yeah.
I think a lot of us have the habit.
Ooh, I can drink coffee to wake up, and I can drink coffee and go to bed.
I'm not going to lie. I got hooked on it when I worked the overnight shift in radio. It was just, if I talked, I had to have it. And it got to where my voice did not sound correct if I didn't have that cup.
If you didn't have some coffee.
It would crack. And so it's a habit of, it's a two-cup minimum before I talk. So sometimes when we have weather in the middle of the night and I'm
trying to find a button. Some coffee.
Yeah.
Somebody please show up with some coffee.
It's bad to be trapped. You see it over there.
Oh, yeah.
And you just can't get to it. Let's go back in history. It would be 1865. It happened a couple days before now. But as we all know, the end was near. And today it would happen. It was 1865 that he would breathe his last breath as Abraham Lincoln would die from that gunshot wound at Ford's Theater. Of course, he was carried across the street. And, well, the rest is history, as they may say.
Yep.
As the South would be treated a little bit differently after that than what Abe had plans for. As Odie brought this up earlier, this is the day. And you've been to the site in Pigeon Forge, haven't you?
I hadn't gone inside of it. Now, my grandson, he had a birthday party there. Or went for his birthday. And they kind of did some things. And, I mean, he's in love with it.
Man, it is one of the most interesting things that ever went down in history, of reading what was on the ship, the people that were on the ship, and everything about it. Today was that day that she sank. Oof, 1912.
Man, that's terrible. Uh-oh.
Now, one of the most prettiest women that ever breathed a breath that could twinkle. Is that the way to put it?
Twinkle her nose.
Boy, she was good at it, too. I've seen her publicity photos were just incredible. And, well, you saw her. Elizabeth Montgomery as Bewitched.
Yeah.
I love that show. It was really good. And of course you couldn't help but like the neighbor that was always so nosy, Mrs.
Kravitz.
Kravitz, yeah, she was nosy. That tree wasn't there before.
Yeah. Well, you can get over here and sit down.
But it was funny as how she could bring people back from another time era. Even I think Thomas Jefferson showed up one time and
with Dr. Bombay. You know, he was always on some kind of safari or vacation when they needed a doctor.
I'd forgotten his name, Dr. Bombay. We'll have to have our very own. Boy, does this bring back memories. I'd forgotten about this feather that floated in the wind. And it was a greyhound, thank God, that got rid of her. I think is the best way to do that is we remember Roy Clark, born on this day in 1933. He came into your homes every Friday night a-grinning. He was a picking. It was Buck who was grinning ear to ear.
Yep.
But the one thing about it is, well, his singing wasn't that great. I think we all agree with that. But he was one heck of a guitar player.
He could. He could do it.
He could pick. He was good. Even Granny said so.
And he had to, was it him or Buck that had the red, white, and blue?
That'd be Buck.
That was Buck.
That was his signature. Handed those out as gifts to people.
Wow.
Ran up on a few of them. 1958, America was really changing during the 50s. There was a lot of music changes, and all eyes were on Memphis. Oh, we had Elvis Presley, we had Johnny Cash, and a whole bunch of them. And there was this other fella that just happened to be, he's from Mississippi, so I can't say that. Well, I was going to throw Arkansas under the bus, but I can't do that. Might have been married to his cousin. Might have been, allegedly.
Might have been, you never know.
As we go back for Jerry Lee and a whole lot of shaking going on. There ain't never been another one quite like Jerry.
If I'm not mistaken, when he showed up to do a concert, you know, they would bring in a piano company would bring a piano for him to use and all that. And they said, you can bring your own stool. Because, you know, there'd be time he'd get up and kick that stool halfway across the...
And then he got to where he was burning pianos, where he'd take lighter fluid and put it across the keys and then play it.
You ain't getting mine. It
got to, and, you know, a piano to tote around from show to show to town, I don't know how you'd do it.
You had, like, when he came here, I'm going to say Mississippi Music because they sell pianos. Mississippi Music brought the piano and set it up and said, all right, this piano was donated by or brought for the use of by
so-and-so.
Mississippi or Music or whatever
Mississippi
else.
Power could have done it.
Yeah, Mississippi Power could have done it. Man, we're not bringing him a stool because he's not going to tear up our stool.
So that happened. As we go back to a guy named Thomas Wilson, means nothing to me. He was born in 1959, but you're going to know this face because it was good and it was funny.
Yeah.
Anybody remember Back to the Future? That's Biff, the young Biff there.
Oh, Biff. Yeah.
Might have involved a load of manure.
I was just thinking of that one scene.
That's the scene that sticks out to me in that entire movie. Bam.
It does.
Loved it. Anybody remember watching Flipper? Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Well, it came to an end on this day in 1964. It wound up pretty big. And I like Lassie a little bit better myself.
That's a tough one. I like them both.
Lassie just always saved the day.
Yeah.
I always thought those collies were beautiful. 1969, Mississippi's Own would go into the recording studio and tell you, record, all I have to offer you, well, is me.
It is me.
Charlie Pride, the great one. That was a big one for Charlie Pride that really set him on the path to becoming the legend that he would become during the 70s.
Yeah.
And you can't help but every time, what is the song that you think of when you think of Charlie? Always hear the back of my mind.
Rain, putting it on the spot.
Rain dripping down the brim of my hat. Is anybody going to San Antonio is the one that I always. And then secondly, Mississippi Cotton Picking Delta Town. Roll on Mississippi. The list goes on. Mountain of Love.
They, like you say, should be the one that's got our state song.
Absolutely. I do believe that. Roll on Mississippi. And as we're talking about Mississippians, how could we not leave this? But it was 77. I remember starting first grade at Northeast Elementary and seeing it for the first time. I had never seen it because we had Captain Kangaroo back in Scuba. And then when I moved on to Northeast Elementary, we got like a little period during the day to sit out and watch this show. And it would be coming to an end today in 77, as we all remember.
Yeah, the electric company.
And, of course, that's where you got to start, Morgan Freeman.
I tell you... that is a good fella right there.
Don't make him no finer.
No. Love his acting. I mean, he's in some great shows. And a great Mississippian.
He is. I've yet to see a movie that he was in that wasn't good.
Yeah.
He knows how to pick them.
I'm kind of like with the rest of them. One of my Charlie Pride songs is Kiss an Angel Good Morning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What was that? People Laugh and Ask Me What Makes a Smiling Man. You've got to kiss an angel good morning. Love her like the devil when you get back home.
Love her like the devil when you get back home.
Catchy, catchy.
Yes, it is.
It would be 1977. He had tried his hand at, well, the rock and roll side of things. It was coming to an end, and even he saw the end was near, so he had to do something country and straightforward country, and he pulled it off. It would go number one today because it was a barroom Toledo is where it all kind of went down. Oof. As Lucille went number one for Kenny Rogers. That would be his first major hit, and then it would move on from there. And he would become the ladies' man. The Barry White, so to speak, of lady, you're my knight in shining armor. And things of that nature. And then he got into Islands in the Stream, the poppy end of things. And every now and then he'd go back and do something country on a warm summer's eve.
Well, he got to hang around Dolly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
two great reasons.
Yeah, just, two great. Yeah.
Love will turn you around. The list just goes on and on of the number ones that Kenny Rogers did have. I never liked, he had one called What Morning Desire. Yeah, that was lame.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, that's why you don't remember.
Probably
it was lame.
Not. Nobody else does. Well,
a year later, now, there's a lot of people that mistakenly think that this guy the Tennessee Whiskey. He did do a remake of it.
Yeah.
But he wasn't
the
first
original.
One. Yeah. It'd be a guy called George Jones that done it first, and he'd do a twist to it. But this guy was born. 78, Chris Stapleton came along. Kind of reminds you of Grizzly Adams to a degree.
Just a little bit, yeah. Looks like he's worn that hat a time or two.
Yeah, he might have there. He doesn't own a Bic. He needs one. Mm. 1980. Does the name Raymond Bailey mean anything to you?
Oh,
he could pass out and a $100 bill be put over him and he'd come to him.
Yeah.
Who remembers Mr. Drysdale? He passed away in 80. I didn't realize it had been that long ago.
Me neither. Whew, that's a long time.
Lord, Miss Jane.
Well, she was...
Had a little thing for Jethro.
Ugly.
Don't talk about people before 8 o'clock.
I can't help it.
I didn't watch this. I know it was a big movie, but I didn't watch it. It wasn't my... Did you see it? Has Amy forced you to watch this?
I hadn't seen it.
Anybody remember a movie called Flashdance? Mm. I just remember that... Maniac, wasn't that from that movie? She's a maniac.
Yeah, I believe it was now that you said that.
Or he's a maniac. I don't know if they were referring to a man or woman, but I did hear it in the elevator one time. Somebody had one of those. Remember when they used to tote radios on the shoulders?
Yeah, I got one of them boom boxes.
That was back in the 80s, I heard that.
Yeah, used like 10 double D batteries that you had to get in there. And
last 2 hours and they were gone.
Yeah.
From Fork Road, we welcome John Frazier joining us. We do appreciate that. And Scott says he had a thing for Ellie Mae. Well,
a lot of people did.
But let's just break this down. Was she really any comparison to Mary Ann?
Oh, no. Gilligan's Island had me. Mary Ann was...
Mary Ann still was... I know that the movie star, but Mary Ann was probably the favorite of most.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, she held her beauty forever.
The only one that rattled her cage a little bit would have to be I Dream of Jeannie. That's the only thing that I think on.
Yeah.
Because I can still go back and watch that Andy Griffith episode and go, oh, yeah. Like Floyd would say, yep.
Both of them held their age.
They did. Mm. Now, Jeannie is still alive, isn't she?
As far as I know, she is.
And, of course, Dawn passed away not long ago.
It hadn't been but a... I don't know, a year or two?
Yeah, it hadn't been very long there. She was in a nursing home there at the end there. We go back to 1990, and funny is not even the word for it. These guys, the entire family had a talent, and they knew how to use it. Anybody remember the Wayans brothers? Says we go back for it. In Living Color.
Homie the Clown, because homie don't play that.
And the reason that Odie sent me a clip the other day of Homie...
Yeah, homie don't play that.
Give me
that
back. Homie don't play that.
Oh, that's... This generation would not know what to do if they had to watch this. They'd panic. I need my safe room.
And I don't remember what the name of the... Where he dressed as a woman. I don't remember that character's name, but she knew everything on everybody in the building, and she'd told it.
It's kind of like that one that had that big black book that just came out.
Slammed it down. Yeah. Whoops.
Ooh.
1990, if you've got 5 minutes, well, it went number one. It would be not long after Keith died, as Lori Morgan took it to number one. You got 5 minutes to change my mind. One of her biggest hits she ever had. Ooh. We'll leave it at that. This lady, there were several people. Martha Stewart got in some trouble, and this would be the first really rich woman that went to jail. Anybody remember this woman named Leona Hemsley? Tax evasion. Guilty. Oof. Guilty. They sent her on to the big house. 1992. Now, I do not remember how many years she actually served on that, but she did do that. Oh, we got a name. It was Wanda was her name.
Wanda.
Man, he played that part good.
Wanda the ugly girl.
Yeah. She had them, he turned his lips up with that big, that was funny.
Everything on there. Y'all just.
Originally, when this guy came to Nashville, he had an intention to release this song first. It was called Home, but there was a problem. Mm-mm. As he got ready to release it, a guy named Joe Diffie released a song that was totally different, but it had the same name, Home. Do y'all remember Joe Diffie's version of Home? Home was a swimming hole. But Alan Jackson also had a song that he'd written called Home. It was about his parents. How his daddy rolled down a house on logs. It was their first house, and they were dirt poor. boy, strong. Mm. Talked about his mama taking a job every now and then to make ends meet.
Yeah.
They finally released it in 96, years after Allen had become such a sensation.
Wow.
But here in the real world, cowboys don't cry and heroes never die. Boy, was that just something else. Go back and listen to that sometime. It's what we call real music there.
Start your day with it.
It will be. Now, a lot of you watched Game of Thrones. It really was a good show, and I got three quarters of the way through it and never went back, so I don't know how it ended.
I hadn't watched a single episode.
Pretty good stuff. But this little girl here, she was bad to the bone. Her name is, you pronounce that Maisia?
That's the way I'd go with it.
We're going with that. William, she's in it. She was
Maisie?
Born in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it.
Maisie.
But she was a great actor in the show. Many of you will remember Game of Thrones. The Thrones.
Yeah, one of those.
Yeah. That was a Thornbirds that I got hooked on there for a brief second. I still see the preacher on the beach for some reason. Pam Tillis. As we know, her daddy couldn't talk to you hardly at all.
He could sing it, though.
He sure could. One of the best ones. And you have to really think back on this. There's a lot of folks out there. All the good ones are gone. It's about a mama calling her daughter and going, what are you doing? How come you ain't married yet? You're 30. Get married.
Get out of the house.
She's going, mama, they're all gone. All the good ones. And, well, she took it to number one with a description of how it really is. April 14th is how that all happened there. Actually, that was yesterday. Whoops. Ooh. It was well worth mentioning today, though.
Yeah, good enough.
Today, as we look at the tax evasion, there was always rumor about this of what happened. Did something suspicious happen? In 1999, the daughters got together and she was dug up, exhumed, Tammy Wynette. In the end, they would rule there was nothing fishy, but she was dug back up to make absolutely sure. They wanted to blame the
doctor there.
Yeah, it's tough. Oof. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Richie, who she was married to in the end. Let's go to 2002. Y'all remember this guy, the People's Court? Anybody remember that?
Yep.
Rusty the bailiff. He passed away on this date back in 2000. I'd almost forgotten about him.
I had too.
That's been 22 years ago.
Wow. Whoo, that is scary.
That is.
Holy, 22 years. Mm.
And this had really slipped because you don't hear about it a whole lot, but this is a part of American history that we shouldn't forget because there's bad people in our nation.
Well, that don't belong here, and that's why they don't want you to remember this kind of stuff.
2013, it happened there. Am I right in saying it was a pressure cooker that was left?
Yeah,
on
they
this
had house? A couple of them.
Yeah.
Pressure cooker.
Mean, that's what that is.
Same with the Twin Towers. They don't want you to remember all that
that's
kind
right.
of stuff because them people aren't from here. Oh, they're good folks.
Now.
Some of them are.
Yep. Not all.
But not all.
As we go back to 2014, I've seen many a movie in my life, but I have never, and it had to be the mastermind. They had to go to prison, I think, and sit down with some bad people to come up with this. Because there's no way normal people could have thought of this. It was that good of the twists and turns. You're going, is that really happening? Billy Bob Thornton would be in the first episode, the season one, as we go back to remember this twist of Fargo. I ain't never seen nothing like it in my life.
So would you recommend it?
Yes, I would. The first season. Don't worry about it after that. But this one with Billy Bob Thornton, thumbs up. If you want to watch a thriller from the beginning to the end, season
that's
one. I lied. That little guy that was a weakling turns into a bad boy in the end.
I've never seen
it. He suspects somebody's going to take him out, so he sends his girlfriend in with his jacket. So they'll think it's him. Guess what happened to her?
She got shot.
Yes, she did.
What an old fella can think.
So he just put it reverse and drove off.
Golly.
But watch that. I highly recommended it. It's good stuff. And I'd forgotten about this. This was, and I don't even know where the process. I know that they were rebuilding.
They're still working on it. I don't think it's completed yet.
Do y'all remember this?
Yeah.
Notre Dame caught fire. It was millions upon millions that were donated to help rebuild this.
Yeah.
And I've just lost track with where we are on this. That's been 5 years now.
Mm.
Probably not complete, as you said there. Now, mm-mm-mm. I remember sitting back and watching Rambo, and I also remember watching one of my favorite Westerns, Silverado, the sheriff in the town.
Yeah.
He even played in, what was that show? The Blacklist. Do you remember seeing that on TV?
Yeah.
Anybody remember a guy named Brian Denny? Remember him? He passed away today back in 2020. He was the sheriff in that, in both of these.
That tried to stop Rambo.
Yeah, you gave me stopping Rambo. Mm-hmm. And, of course, he would be the sheriff in the little town there in Silverado as well. He's, you know, that's just a few of the movies that he did. But
yeah, he's a good actor.
I like big old burly
he's
fella.
He's a big boy now, yeah.
Not somebody you want to make mad on a Saturday night.
No.
More coming up with Scotty Ray and Odie as we begin your morning. We are so glad that you chose us to hang out with.
Yeah, start your week off right.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Bring on the amazing colors of spring. Al's Garden and Gift, voted the best garden and gift shop, specializes in beautiful bedding and vegetable plants, shrubs, fruit trees, hanging baskets, succulents, roses, and ferns. Freshen up flower beds with mulches, soils, sod, and pine straw. Also sprouting up unique gifts, candles, pottery, gourmet sauces, spices, and food items. Come try a cool and delicious treat by Ice Cream Factory, too. It's the perfect time to spend in the yard. Bloom with happiness. Visit Al's Garden and Gift today.
Advanced Auto Glass by Joey can handle all your windshield repair and replacement needs. Service work is guaranteed and covered by warranty. Our technicians are professional, auto glass trained, and have over 100 years of combined experience. Advanced Auto Glass by Joey utilizes in-house calibrations for vehicle safety systems. Most insurances are accepted, and reliable mobile service is available in surrounding areas. Keep cars cool and secure with custom tinting, side mirror replacement, and Aquapel windshield wipers. There's one clear choice in auto glass repair. Advanced Auto Glass by Joey.
Battery power made by steel. Right now, save $50 on select AK System battery tool sets. Real steel. Find yours.
Well, here's one thing that you won't forget. Snowden and Company. Boy, they certainly help you out when it comes to getting you a home. Whether you're buying land, building a house, you're getting something smaller or something bigger, depending upon what stage of life you're in, they're there for you. They can take care of you there. They're going to be open until 5 o'clock this afternoon. For whatever reason, if you want to go look at some homes on Saturday, they'll set you up by appointment there, 9 to 5. Look at them from Lauderdale, Kemper, Newton, Neshoba, even over to the Flowood area, you can get a home. Brandon, Forrest. Make it simple. Rely on somebody that does this every day, that knows that paperwork in and out of how it has to happen to get you the most value for your home when you're selling. It's important. It's one of the biggest things you'll ever buy.
Yeah, you know, you've got to have someone that knows how to do that paperwork.
Yes, sir.
And they can do it. You tell them what you want. They find the house for you. All you've got to do is sign and move in. Great people. They're honest people, and they're going to do work to make sure that you're happy at the very end.
All right. Same today. Of course, that's Snowden and Company. Somebody mentioned that Brian also played in Tommy Boy. I'd forgotten that.
I did too. Yeah, Tommy Boy. That was funny.
Do we got any birthdays? Because we're going to be giving away this in, what, about 5 minutes or so?
Yeah, here in just a few more minutes, we've got Arnold and Carol Enger that is celebrating 35 years together. We've got Annie Ree Gilbert, 12 years old yesterday. Ben Davidson celebrating his 42nd birthday. Frank Shannon, 83 years young. Merrill Harrell Ray's got a birthday today. Kim Cunningham, 55 years old. And Alfred Bailey has got a birthday today. So there's a few of them right there. And so get yours in for the coffee cup, the Hyundai of Meridian Scotty Ray Report coffee cup.
Now, we got to admit, we tried to get Greg to lay across the top to do the scene of Daisy, and we just couldn't convince him to do it. You know how she laid across the top?
He was thinking about it, but the owner of that car said, no, you ain't putting his butt up on top of my car.
Boy, did we have a great time over at the Loose Caboose this weekend. Man. And the cars, boy, they were all through this. There's a Trans Am. We didn't get Greg there close enough to get near it. Beautiful car. He said he'd had that car like 30 years.
VFW is
what is that?
Look
in
at
your
that
hand.
Thing. I had to get one of them air corn dogs. And look at the Chief back there behind us.
Yeah, I see him there.
Man.
Look here. We had so many great people that we bumped into and took pictures with and spoke with. The streets were full. Of course, Hickory there. There you
look at that T-shirt right
look
there.
Boy. And we got Todd Tillman in here somewhere. The ladies, here's Todd. He sang. If you didn't get a chance to see Todd there, he was the main performer at the event. It was a lot went on there. A lot of trucks and cars. Old Stanley's pick-em up truck there. 73 Caddy backed up in there. Hadn't seen one of those in a long time. Well, look at that Firebird. Is that not pretty?
That is pretty.
And it was just any type of unique classic car that you can think of. They had well over 100 entries in this. I hope you got a chance to see this. Here's an old Corvette that was sitting there. Look at that. That's absolutely beautiful. So check it all out next year. Don't miss out on it. It's one of the biggest festivals around. That's the Loose Caboose. We do hope you'll go to it. Oh, I forgot to mention the ladies there that I bumped into from Walmart. Boy, they are so sweet every year to me over there. I just want to say a shout out to them. They good people there.
We got to do a special shout out.
Who to?
He's joining us right there, Mr. Barry White. Now, we're not talking about the singer. We're talking about the owner-operator of Harold. So he's joining us. Good morning.
Hope you're feeling good, brother.
Hope you're feeling good. And
green beans are in your future.
Yeah, some green beans, no salt. That's okay. Hey, look, the ship's food, they don't have a whole lot of salt on there, so you'll be okay. If you need something, let us know. We'll see you today.
Rob Sims Road was the scene of this. Several mailboxes damaged in the neighborhood as somebody went down knocking mailboxes down. It's not the first time, nor will it be the last. We do hope that they're caught. And there is a such thing as a big nasty fine for tearing up federal property. Never forget that.
Yeah, it will.
Well, as we go here, let's go to Neshoba County and look at this as we see the story of what happened there. We had somebody extradited back from the state of New York back to Mississippi. Well, one thing that you don't do is we'll check in here in Neshoba County and then check out and don't show up for court.
Oh, that's not good.
They will come to New York and get you. And they did.
And they did.
They've been picking up trash as well there. And they've been having a big push as we've got our own very garbologist specializing in that. Neshoba County's not putting up with it. They had folks out picking up trash. And this is just to show how much can appear on the highways and byways. Let's keep Mississippi clean. Stop that, y'all.
Yeah.
We don't need that. Now, House Mississippi, as we keep concentrated on Neshoba County, we had an accident there yesterday afternoon as we go up here. Neshoba County Sheriff's Department shared that with us, as we see here, right there at House, as you'll go over to Talbert Enterprises, had a little boo-boo, and boo-boos happen. We hate it, but it did happen there. No serious injuries with that, Odie, but Oh, and we did get a letter from the grand jury of Lauderdale County.
Oh, okay.
And I bet you can't guess what they said.
There's probably a copy from the last one.
Yeah, it's what they said. Well, training would be great, as they urged the police chief to do a little bit more training over there. Let's hope that this finally catches on after about the 25th grand jury. There's a reason they're writing that. They need training. It's no offense to any officer whatsoever, but to do your job correctly, sometimes you need to be trained instead of thrown into something. Chief, pay attention, get something done. We even had somebody downtown, Odie, with an oversized load as they were getting ready to leave town. Probably didn't know they did this. Things happen like this. We got video from that. Right here at the red light by McDonald's, that's 18th Avenue and Frontage Road.
Yeah.
They tapped the red light, messed it up. It wasn't working there and kind of tore it up. So they had to bring in the specialist, the mechanic, to work on that. And so they got it fixed.
Back going.
But it was a little mess there for a minute or two. Let's see what else. We had this happen Friday as we were getting ready to go off there. Off in the ditch it went. This was out here on Oak Tibby Dam Road there. Off into the bushes the truck went. Things like that happen. And we got some congratulations to make.
Man, yeah.
Now, if we don't mention everybody, please send us your picture so we can share it with everybody.
We won't know unless you let us know.
As we go to Clarkdale, they are the 2A Region 5 District Champs. Congratulations to the Clarkdale Bulldogs. Yeah. Now we move right over here, and we will see that West Lauderdale is the 4A district champs. That's a big deal, too, there.
Yes, it is.
We go a step further, and we get into the Southeast Tigers, Region's 5 3A champs. And again, if for whatever reason we didn't get your kids, let us know.
That's pretty doggone good. We got 3 out of 4.
Yeah.
That's... We may have gotten 4 out of 4, but we don't know.
Yeah. Let us know there for any reason there. We'll be back as we get this day underway. We got a coffee mug to give away and a little bit more information for you. Don't leave us.
I'll be right back.
The Preserve at Meridian is the premier senior living community in the Meridian area, offering independent living cottages, assisted living, and maintain their independence and pursue an engaging lifestyle with a robust activities calendar, personalized care programs, wellness activities, restaurant-style dining, and much more. Call or visit us online today at preserveatmeridian.com to schedule your personal tour.
Collinsville, Mr. Discount Drugs, your local pharmacy and gift shop, thanks you for your continued support. Whether you shop with us in-store, through our app, over the phone, or in our drive-thru, our team will provide the best personalized customer service experience you expect from your local pharmacy. When you call or message us, you are promptly greeted by the Mr. Discount team that's ready to help. When you choose our pharmacy, you're choosing a locally owned pharmacy that cares about you and your community. Collinsville, Mr. Discount Drugs, makes a difference.
H&H Residential of Meridian is your number one carpet and flooring store. If you've been thinking of a new look for your home or office, call for a free estimate or consultation. H&H can install or you can do it yourself. H&H has all of your design needs from color, style, and texture. If you can dream it, H&H can make it a reality. Come see the large selection of hardwood flooring, laminate, vinyl, and even carpet. H&H Residential of Meridian, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, 321 Hawkins Crossing Road. Call Rosemary anytime, 601-462-9541.
Welcome back. I wanted to bring this up. They were doing a little filming in Clark County yesterday, and, well, we got the high sheriff on the scene along with Jeff Bates there. and the fine folks, as they were doing some filming for a movie there.
Yeah.
Hadn't seen Jeff in a long time.
They've done a lot of filming in Clark County.
Yeah. They wrapped up last night, I think, around 9:30. So
got it all done.
Yeah, a day of filming there. Glad they got that taken care of. Let's see. Boy, did we have fun at this.
This was a good night.
She can sing. All of them could.
Of course, we got there a little late. You had already gone.
Yep.
You got the first part, and I took over the second part.
You did there. A lot of great people. They were really talented. Brassfield was the name of the band. And they block off the street and bring this out. If you've never been to one, have my picture drawn there. Look at that.
Hey,
appreciate that.
You got the cowboy hat.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Can't thank y'all enough. And again, there's Greg. He showed up as well. If you haven't been to one of these events, Full Moon on 5th, Julie will be back to talk with us again about this. They are absolutely fun.
They are, and it's great, and it doesn't cost you a thing.
No.
Unless you want to buy a drink.
Yeah.
Or something to eat. But it's to get in, all you got to do is just walk down the road.
Yeah.
It is there. It is beautiful. It's a great.
A lot of people. And as the night progressed, there's your sister.
Lord, I'm sorry.
Odie, what is that? I just noticed that. She got something on her ankle?
Yeah, she got one of them tattoos.
Does she now? I didn't know that. I just now noticed that. Look at this sweetheart here.
Oh.
You can't beat it. Again, downtown Meridian is where these things happen. Julie will be back again with us to tell us more about that. The next one that's being planned is going to be humongous. I think Daniel Howells is going to be singing at it the next one.
I think so. And Bob said a movie in Clark County.
Yeah.
Isn't that a mule named Harold?
That's it. Starring Harold
and Barry.
Can't miss it there. I had some pretty pictures that I really just wanted to. Chet Parker sent me a picture. I can't remember if it was Saturday or Sunday. Look at this. Look at Oak Tibby. Let's pull that up. Look at that.
God's got his paintbrush out again.
He did, and he continued to brush things. Ooh. Here's Dellwood. Let me zoom in on that, make that a little bit bigger. That's beautiful. And let's go to Louisiana. I had a picture from Louisiana. Look at that.
That's them shrimping boats right there.
Yes, sir.
Mm. That is a good picture.
Got some pictures of some tuna I'm going to fix up there. Also, I want to bring this up. There's a scam that has been floating around Clark County. I spoke to Chief Deputy Barry White before he got a little illness there Friday. And there's people calling up saying they're from the Sheriff's Department wanting money. The Sheriff's Department in Clark County will never call you and ask for money. Also, he said he wanted you to be aware of this, that people that show up from out of town and claim they want to do a service for you, like, well, paving your driveway. And you go, no, I don't want that.
Yeah.
Then they start paving anyway and then come and go, you owe me about $6,000. Call the Sheriff's Department if anybody does you that way. There's a lot of great people local that do this for a living. Don't let somebody push their way and charge you scamming. Don't let any of that happen. Talk to the Sheriff's Department. Anthony's on duty. He'll take care of it. Give him a call down there in Clark County.
He will.
Yes, sir. Let's see. What else? Quitman had an altercation where a couple inside the city limits, police department handled this as we do this. Clark County Hot Topics was talking about it. It was, again, as you get into these things, to where dispute among family members. A couple gunshots were fired. No one hurt. But that did happen over the weekend. So just to keep you in the loop of what's going on in your hometown. Now, as we get ready to leave, I wanted to bring this up. It's been brought back since OJ passed away. Where did the Bronco go? We talked about it Friday.
Yeah.
We think it was located in Pigeon Forge, but it is up for sale now with the death. They're expecting it to bring $1.5 million. It's going to go to auction.
Oh, well,
would you pay that?
I was going to give them $1.50.
Is that really that part of American history that you'd want that?
Somebody's man bun's on too tight, and they'd like to cut some circulation off or something if they're going to pay $1.5 million for that.
Ah, boy. So look for that to come to auction. Yeah. Already 5 minutes after 8 o'clock. We're running a little bit late. Let's give away a mug this morning. We got any birthdays?
We do. Well, we've got Teresa Tibbetts. She's got a 69th birthday today, and Hunter and Ashley two, celebrating 1 year. Year one, hey, you're on the right track. So let's see here. Let's get this thing here going. And dun, 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 dun. Who we have? Ben Davidson, celebrating 42 years
42
on
today,
this here earth. So good deal. Oh. Happy birthday. Go get your mug down there at the Hyundai of Meridian.
Terry agrees with me that she doesn't think the car is quite worth that much money.
There's zero car out there worth. Zero cars out there worth that much money.
Woo. Well, if you got a Bible verse for us to end of the day, Odie, if you got something pulled up, we need to know.
Yeah, we're going to go to James chapter 1, verse 19. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Man, that speaks a lot.
Right? It does.
But we want you to have a wonderful day. We want you to have a blessed day. I want you to remember that the reason that we're all here is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Everything that we've got is in honor of him, and we thank him every day for what he has bestowed on us. We'll be back in less than 23 hours.
That's correct.
It's a Monday. Have a great day. Until then, remember, we love you.
The Scotty Ray Report is brought to you by our following partners.